Jason,
I hate doing your show.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
We are thrilled to have you.
Great to be with you. I'm thrilled to be here.
Whatever. You're weird. You're weird. Get off my back, Molly.
Get a Big Mac, Jason.
Okay. Molly said it best. I said fart in the bathtub. She said gross.
I love Matt Hamilton.
You are 1,000,000% right, Jim. That should be a drop, too.
Thank you.
Dynamite drop in, my guy.
Thank you.
Jason Wilde is on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
We are thrilled to be joined by Jason Wilde on Jim, Matt, and Molly. We are presented by Coors Light. No Molly Brown. She's on vacation. But Matt Hamilton is back from Canada. In primetime, Laura Sean behind the glass. Jason, how are you doing after a, I'm assuming, very busy day of content and a lot of fun and interesting takes throughout your show from the fans and from Tauscher and from yourself? So thanks for taking time for us today. How are you doing?
Of course. I love being on this show, regardless of what it says in the beginning of the segment. I'm good. No access today, but I did go to Lambeau to shoot my wildly popular Channel 3 videos that air on the news, which still can't believe they do that, but I appreciate them very much.
And you look sharp in your Channel 3 gear, too. I think you were rocking at the Bear game, weren't you?
Yeah, they don't make me wear like a suit and tie, so what more could I ask for? Really?
Right, yeah, no. Speaking of that, what more could Bear and Packer fans ask for over the last four games? Obviously, the last two are the ones that are going to matter going forward with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams being a staple for the Chicago side of things, and obviously, I assume Matt LaFleur and then obviously Jordan Love will be a part of it for a long time. With the Green Bay Packers, setting aside the outcome, everything else, like, the last four games have been really fun, and it's making it a rivalry. There's a lot of caveats or asterisks in the whole thing, but it's been fun.
No doubt. And as someone who's not a fan of either team, I love it. Now, I don't love Bears fans who, look, man, I'm sorry that you don't understand how my job works, but you can stop calling me the P word.
Jeez.
I'd appreciate that. And it ain't poop. But here's the thing. I say this understanding that this is not what everyone wants. It's just what I want and maybe a few other people. But, like, this is exactly what I wanted. Like, I wasn't cheering for the Bears to win by any means, but I want this to be meaningful. I want this to be a rivalry. I want this to be, you know, deciding the division. Like, yeah, Dan Campbell's fun and the kneecap biting and all that other cool stuff. That's great. The Vikings, I like Kevin O'Connell a lot. He to me is like as smart as Ben Johnson, but not as arrogant and douchey. And so I really like him. But, like, again, it's the Vikings. This is supposed to be the Bears and Packers. That's what I believe it should be. And that's what we got, just like you said. And I hope we get it, as I've said repeatedly, for the next 10 years. I hope Ed Policy doesn't decide, hey, I'm in charge. I am the captain now, and decides that they need a different coach. Because I just think that would be, no matter what happens over these last two games, I think that would be downright dumb.
Okay, I'm
now,
for it.
If he doesn't want to accept
I mean, that sarcastically, but yeah, I agree with you.
Right, because it would be great for the Bears, because you're not guaranteed that you're going to get a better coach. Plenty mm-hmm. of teams have fired good ask Lovie Smith and what happened after that. So I did say this morning that I think Brian Gutekunst is a very good GM, but I don't like the fact that he gets a pass on all kinds of things from a certain segment of Packers fans. I mean, it's just, I don't understand it, but be that as it may, this was exactly what I was hoping for. It was a great game. It went down to the wire. Wasn't a great game for the first few quarters. some good defense, I guess, and some offensive ineptitude. But I really enjoyed that game. It was what I was hoping that this rivalry would be, and I hope it is this way for the next decade. I just think that it's so compelling to have, like, it's not Steelers, Ravens, right? It's not Texans and I don't know, whoever the heck their rival is. Like, this is 212 yeah. times these guys have played, right?
Yeah.
Like,
you picked a team that had no rival.
Right? And so I hope it continues like this. I'm not rooting for either team to win. Frankly, my life would have been a hell of a lot easier had the Packers won and not gacked it away the way they did. So media starts with me, and they've made my life more difficult as a result. But I don't know where Bears fans are, because I know they're pretty cocky the last couple days. I so want this to be the 2 versus the 7 at Soldier Field in a couple of weeks in the first round of the playoffs. I would love that. I would love nothing more.
Well, you should vote yes on our poll question then, Jason.
Well, why don't you ask him the poll question?
Well, I had another question for him, but you're right. That's a good one.
ask polls.
I will. I'll just steal the floor from Jim. The poll question is, do you want to play the Bears at Soldier Field in the first round of the playoffs? And you answered already. Yes. But be sure to go on and do that, because it really helps our channel. Like, subscribe. Be sure to ring that bell and make sure you can watch all of us on YouTube and get all of our polls on X. The second question, Jason, you went down to the locker room after the game, yeah?
I did.
What was the vibe down there? And what was the most interesting thing you heard? Whether it was after one of your questions or just you caught the answer from someone else's question?
Yeah, good question. The vibe was like, I say this in no way to disrespect the Bears fans who listen to the program or who will see this on social media. I'm just telling it like it is. I think Packers fans felt like, and the Packers players, more importantly, felt like, you know, we have to say, you know, we respect those guys, give them credit. They won the game. But I think what they really felt was, we lost the game. They didn't win it. We lost it. We kept making stupid, you know, mistakes. Like, again, I would say this, like, the fumble by Josh Jacobs, while on one side you can certainly look at it as a mistake by him, I think you should also give credit to the Bears for that one, for obviously forcing the fumble, right?
Yep.
Like, they deserve credit for that. Settling for the 3 field goals, again, the Bears should get some credit for that, for getting those stops. I didn't love the throw by Jordan Love on the 4th down on their opening drive, and quite frankly, I kind of thought it was going to be a lower scoring game, so maybe you don't need to go for it on 4th down, just kick the field goal, which obviously would have come in handy. But, you know,
isn't a guarantee.
The moment, right, but to me, the moments that are kind of the we beat ourselves kind of mentality that I think the Packers had and rightfully do, are muffing the, I don't know how, like, Romeo Doubs caught everything thrown his direction until there was a ball bouncing on the turf. And then he looked like me trying to field a ground ball when I was 6. Like, I was stunned by that. The blocking wasn't great, I will give you that. But he's got to make that play. And then the game-tying touchdown, I don't know what they were doing there. Like, it's either on Nixon or on Hobbs, but, like, they dialed up. Give Jeff Hafley this. He dialed up exactly what he needed to dial up. Like, Brenton Cox is arriving as Caleb Williams is trying to get the ball out. And he makes a great throw. But if that is actually covered, there's a really good chance that that's Keyshawn Nixon intercepting the ball on 4th down, just like he did in the last game.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, he deserves credit. He deserves credit for getting the ball off with a guy all over him, but it becomes a lot more easy to complete when the guy that's supposed to be covering the guy that you threw it to isn't covering the guy that you threw it to.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I look at that. So those two plays, the Packers beat themselves more than the Bears beating them.
Yeah, and with after the game, I kind of had two thoughts and a couple on the Packers. So I want to share my Packers thoughts first, then listen to your show. I had a thought off of what Tauscher was saying. But here's what I put out after the game, and Packer fans are very upset with my first statement here. But I thought after watching the Packers game versus the Bears, Matt LaFleur is a great coach. Keyshawn Nixon is bad as a QB1. Gary has never lived up to his money or his draft pick, and Willis is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. What do you think about those general statements? That's what I kind of walked away from the game with, separating all the emotions and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, how do you walk away from any of your statements not agreeing, I guess, would be my question.
The LaFleur one was a lot of people, that's the one people were upset with, that he's not a great coach, which I completely disagree with.
Yeah, I guess we can debate the word great and see if we disagree on that. Very good, good, whatever. I mean, I get it. People get frustrated. I totally understand. I'm glad they get frustrated. That means they care about the Packers, which makes my job relevant. So that's great. But the bottom line is that he is a good coach, and I thought he had a really good game. And I thought Halfley had the weird thing, and I used this line earlier today, but it's true. The weird thing about that game, I can't think of another game where I could say this phrase, other than, I suppose, the 2014 NFC title game in Seattle, where I would say he had a really good game until he didn't, right?
Mm-hmm.
Malik Willis had a really good game until he didn't. Romeo Doubs had a really good game until he didn't. Jeff Halfley had a really good game until, really, his guys didn't execute a fourth down call. I just thought that there were so many instances, whether it was the defense, whether it was Doubs, whether it was Malik with the fumble. I just thought they had these great nights that were ruined. My night was ruined, Jerry, by one mistake, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I agree with everything you said. If you're a Packers fan and you don't think Matt LaFleur is a good coach, look, you're entitled to your opinion. I just think you're wrong. Mm-hmm. And you're entitled to feel how you feel. Feel your feelings, but I just don't think it's true.
I totally agree with that. I think Matt LaFleur has done plenty to be getting, and then to get the backlash that he's gotten over the last 5 weeks has been crazy to me.
Well, the weird part is nobody's throwing flowers at his feet when they were on a roll. And then the second things go sideways again, LaFleur sucks.
Yeah.
And then he had
a couple good games in between there, right?
Yeah, when they had those games, nobody's like, oh, LaFleur is great.
Yeah.
It's only when he doesn't do exactly what. Basically, the Packers don't win, LaFleur sucks.
Yeah.
And like, that's a weird roller coaster ride.
He's Batman. You either die a hero or you live long enough to become the villain. And he has been here long enough where I think people are thinking he's.
I didn't know where he was going with that either, Jason, but.
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it was.
It feels applicable. It feels like
you
it fits
the plane. You landed the plane on it. I just didn't know where you were going. But you landed us there.
Thank you, Jim.
Jason, Tasha was talking about, and you kind of said it too, that you know Packers aren't afraid to face the Bears again, and Packer fans shouldn't be either. I don't think Bear fans are afraid to face the Packers again. I don't think the Bears are afraid to face the Packers. I think these two teams are both really good football teams that are very close together. The Bears were missing three guys in this game that will likely be back if they play in the playoffs. Micah Parsons won't be back. Now Jordan Love will be back. So for me, this is very much a coin flip game because I'm not saying the Bears shouldn't be worried about playing the Packers, but I also think the Packers, fans-wise and otherwise, have to take the Bears seriously too. So is that kind of a fair take of like, fans can talk all they want about not being afraid, but I guarantee that both these teams take each other very seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do think that probably Packers fans might have a little more confidence. I think Bears fans, again, I don't want to speak for any fans, but I do think there is at least a portion of Bears fans who are kind of like, oh, that was awesome. I love holding that over my Packers fan friends because I haven't been able to do that very many times in my lifetime. I don't really want to play them again in the playoffs and then have them beat us because then I lose that. Whereas if the Bears play someone else in the playoffs, win, lose, or whatever, at least they're able to say, hey, we beat the Packers. Like if somehow the Lions, like let's just say hypothetically the Packers lose their next two. And the Lions, I guess they would have to beat the Bears to get in though, right?
Yeah.
But let's just say it ends up being the Lions as the 7 and the Bears as the 2. Obviously, Bears fans are going to want to win regardless. But if they lose to the Lions, it's like, well, it sucks, you know, but we made the playoffs in Ben's first year. We're going in the right direction. And we beat the Packers and they ended up missing the playoffs because of it. I think they'd rather have that scenario than be a little bit nervous about the Packers coming down there again and beating them. But first of all, I think both fan bases have to respect the other fan base. Like, Sylvie texted me after the game and he said, "We got your rivalry." And I said, "Yeah, you bet your ass we do." And I think that that is a healthy thing. And so I would hope that there would be both the vitriol and the grudging respect. But again, as someone who does not have a horse in the race, and wouldn't mind going back down to Chicago because we didn't make it to the Wiener Circle with my three vegetarians, I would be perfectly fine with a rematch.
And I believe the Wiener Circle, maybe in that rematch, it'll pay off. But if they get a big guy touchdown, William Perry style, they're going to give away free hot dogs again.
They're just trying
to get
plays.
I just want to get them.
Well, they're just trying to get plays in Ben Johnson's playbook.
They are. Look, they got Ben to take his shirt off, so who knows what's next.
Spicy.
Jason, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a good night. Take care. Be good.
That's Jason Wilde. This is Jim Matt Mott, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.